Welcome to Busch Stadium in St. Louis, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Marky Grissom. Batting second. The first baseman, Cliff Floyd. Batting third. The left fielder, Moises Alou. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Larry Walker. Batting fifth. The catcher, Darren Fletcher. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Will Cordero. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Sean Berry. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Mike Lansing. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Kirk Ruder. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Kirk Ruder. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Bernard Gilkey. Batting second. The second baseman, Geronimo Peñat. Batting third. The first baseman, Greg Jeffries. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Mark Whiten. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Brian Jordan. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Stan Royer. Batting seventh. The catcher, Terry McGriff. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jose Oquendo. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Tewksbury. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Bob Tewksbury. And now, play ball. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Grissom hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gilkey. Grissom reaches second base with a double. Cliff Floyd is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Floyd bunts towards the mound. Tewksbury fields it and throws to first for the out. Grissom moves to third. One out. Moises Alou is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Alou takes first base on ball four. Larry Walker is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Walker hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0 Expos. Darren Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Fletcher hits a fly ball into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Cordero hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oquendo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bernard Gilkey batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Gilkey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cordero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Geronimo Peña is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards third. Berry fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Jeffries hits a pop-up into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Sean Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oquendo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Todd Zeile now playing third base. Stan Royer now playing first base. Mike Lansing is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Lansing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Zeile fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kirk Ruder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Royer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ruder for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cardinals nothing. the Cardinals will come to bat. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Whiten hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cordero fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Cordero. Brian Jordan is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Jordan hits a fly ball into left field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Royer is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Royer strikes out. Two outs. Terry McGriff is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. There goes Whiten. The throw from Fletcher and he is safe. Whiten steals second. Terry McGriff is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. McGriff strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Grissom is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Grissom hits a line drive into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cliff Floyd batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Floyd is 0-for-0 in the game. Floyd hits a ball on the ground towards first. Royer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Floyd for the out. Two outs. Moises Alou is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Alou is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Alou hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Larry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Jordan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Oquendo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Floyd scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Oquendo for the out. One out. Bob Tewksbury is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Tewksbury strikes out. Two outs. Bernard Gilkey is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Gilkey is 0-for-1 in the game. Gilkey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Geronimo Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0-for-1 in the game. Peña hits a pop-up into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Darren Fletcher is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Fletcher is 0-for-1 in the game. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Royer scoops it up and throws to first, with Tewksbury covering, for the out. One out. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Cordero is 0-for-1 in the game. Cordero hits a pop-up into right field, out of the reach of Whiten. Cordero reaches second base with a double. Sean Berry is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a pop-up into right field, out of the reach of Whiten. Berry reaches second base with a double. Whiten throws the ball into Zile, who tags Berry trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Cordero scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, Expos. Mike Lansing is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Lansing is 0-for-1 in the game. Lansing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oquendo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Todd Zile is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Zile hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whiten is 0 for 1 in the game. Whiten hits a fly ball into left field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Jordan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jordan is 0 for 1 in the game. Jordan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stan Royer is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Royer is 0 for 1 in the game. Royer hits a line drive into left field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cardinals nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Kirk Reuter is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Reuter is 0 for 1 in the game. Reuter strikes out. 1 out. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grissom is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Grissom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oquendo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Cliff Floyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Floyd is 0 for 1 in the game. Floyd strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Terry McGriff is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. McGriff is 0 for 1 in the game. McGriff hits a fly ball into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Oquendo is 0 for 1 in the game. Oquendo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Alou. Oquendo reaches second base with a double. Bob Tewksbury is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tewksbury is 0 for 1 in the game. Tewksbury strikes out. 2 outs. Bernard Gilkey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilkey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gilkey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cordero misplays the ball. That's an error on Cordero. Oquendo moves to third. Geronimo Peña is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Peña is 0 for 2 in the game. Peña hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A 3-run home run. 3 runs are unearned. It's 4-3, Expos. Todd Zile is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Zile is 0 for 1 in the game. Zile hits a fly ball into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cardinals 3. The Expos will come to bat. Moises Alou is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Alou is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Alou hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Expos. Larry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Walker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Darren Fletcher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Fletcher is 0 for 2 in the game. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Walker moves to third. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cordero is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Cordero strikes out. 1 out. Sean Berry batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Berry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Walker tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 6-3, Expos. Mike Lansing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansing is 0 for 2 in the game. Lansing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Zile fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Gil Heredia now pitching. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Whiten is 0 for 2 in the game. Whiten strikes out. Fletcher drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Whiten out. 1 out. Brian Jordan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jordan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jordan hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Stan Royer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Royer is 0 for 2 in the game. Royer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cordero fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Cardinals 3. The Expos will come to bat. Gil Heredia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heredia hits a ball on the ground towards third. Zile fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Grissom is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Grissom hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Cliff Floyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Floyd is 0 for 2 in the game. Floyd hits a line drive into center field. Jordan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Moises Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Alou is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Alou hits a pop-up into left field. Gilkey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Terry McGriff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGriff is 0 for 2 in the game. McGriff hits a ball on the ground towards first. Floyd scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McGriff for the out. 1 out. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Oquendo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Oquendo takes first base on ball 4. Luis Alicia pinch hits for Bob Tewksbury. Luis Alicia is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Alicia strikes out. 2 outs. Bernard Gilkey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gilkey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gilkey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Heredia fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Heredia. Oquendo goes all the way around to score. Gilkey moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-4 Expos. Mel Rojas now pitching. Geronimo Peña is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Peña is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards first. Floyd scoops it up and throws to first, with Rojas covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Cardinals 4. The Expos will come to bat. Brian Eversgird now pitching. Larry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Walker is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Walker strikes out. 1 out. Darren Fletcher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fletcher is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peña scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cordero is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Cordero strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Cardinals 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Todd Zile is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Zile is 0-for-2 in the game. Zile hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whiten is 0-for-3 in the game. Whiten hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lansing fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Brian Jordan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jordan is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Jordan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lansing fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Cardinals 4. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Perez now pitching. Sean Berry is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Berry strikes out. 1 out. Mike Lansing is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lansing is 0-for-3 in the game. Lansing hits a fly ball into left field. Gilkey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mel Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Rojas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Grissom is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Grissom hits a fly ball into center field. Jordan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Cardinals 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ray Lankford pinch hits for Stan Royer. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lankford strikes out. 1 out. Ozzie Smith pinch hits for Terry McGriff. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lansing scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Oquendo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Oquendo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gerald Perry pinch hits for Mike Perez. John Wetland now pitching. Gerald Perry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There goes Oquendo. The throw from Fletcher and he is safe. Oquendo steals second. Gerald Perry is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Perry hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 6, and St. Louis Cardinals, 4. Goodbye from Busch Stadium in St. Louis.